We now begin our town council meeting. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to silence their phones. We always start our town council meeting with pledge allegiance, followed by an invocation prayer. If there is anyone here that wishes not to take part in either one, you can step out at this time, and Chief Watts will bring you back in at the conclusion of both. Let us stand.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I'm doing a little bit different today. I'm gonna have a prayer for the council in this meeting and proceedings tonight, but I'm also going to ask everybody here to lift up a prayer for the mayor, who's seriously in the hospital and has some serious health problems. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together and help people's business, Lord. Lord, I ask that you protect each person in this room and give each person in this room wisdom and forethought, Lord. Help us, guide us to make the right decisions as you would have us do, Lord. Lord, in addition to that, I would like to lift up a prayer for Mayor Tuttle, who's currently in the hospital tonight and not doing too well. So, Lord, we lift him up in prayers and pray for his recovery, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll now open our public hearing. Our first public hearing will be for code amendment for reduction of fee limits for construction. Can I have a motion?
So council has asked staff to look at possible reductions for speed limits. I will speak generally about all three of these first, and then we'll talk a little bit about them individually as we do the public hearings. Mrs. Kemp and I have worked a lot with what state code currently says. I will tell you that I have gotten some feedback from VDOT. VDOT feels like the reduction of speed limits for construction is not currently enabled in the code. They also argue that the reduction of speed limits based on the traffic and engineering investigation is also not allowed in the code. They feel like additional code amendments that have occurred afterwards have removed this authority. Mrs. Kemp and I talked about this today, and of course, if you have anything to add, please do. But we've talked about this, and we really think because this code section for both of these items still exists in the state code, council should hold the public hearings. We would ask you to adopt these, because what essentially we would like to do is request an opinion either from the AG or ask VDOT to give us additional information regarding what exactly the authority is. There seems to be conflict within the code. There's certainly conflict from the point of view of what VDOT thinks is allowable. I will tell you that VDOT, in response to the level of concern that has been presented by the town, VDOT has said that Macadam Road, the road below the high school, will be changed to 25. If that didn't get done today, I expect it will get done before the end of this week. That has been taken care of. So they understood the level of concern by the town and acted on that very quickly. However, they do question whether or not all of these things are truly enabled in our current code. So our request is to go ahead and proceed with these, and then we will seek additional guidance because the code reads pretty plain language clearly that these are all enabled. So we would like to be able to move forward. Mrs. Kemp, do you have anything you would like to add to that overall summary?
Well, 46.2 1300, which is the enabling statute for all of these, was modified but recodified in July 1 this year. So if there is a conflict, I don't know that anyone's reconciled it yet, but I don't quite understand. I think we need more information from VDOT when they say this isn't good law, because it was just done. So, and it could just be a simple error, and that happens. But I think we need more information.
So with that, Mr. Vice Mayor, the first public hearing is for a code amendment that would enable us as a jurisdiction, if the Attorney General's office or whomever else the General Assembly says we can, to reduce speed limits where roads are under construction or they are in construction zones. This is really not making any particular change to any road. This is just simply enacting this authority for the town. So with that, Mr. Vice Mayor, I would ask if you would open the public hearing. And Chief, you have sheets for us.
Public hearing is open.
And there's no one signed up.
Public hearing is not closed.
And Mr. Vice Mayor, staff would ask for a motion then to adopt this enabling legislation.
I'll make the motion.
I second it. Any comments?
Yes.
We're now vote on it.
Aye.
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 Vote 5-0. We move on to number 2, public hearing for code amendment for reduction of speed limits based upon the traffic and engineering investigation. I'll turn it back over to Ms. Sarah McCuffman.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. So this one is another section that is in that same 46.2-1300 in state code. It specifically says that localities can conduct a traffic and engineering investigation on a particular road and then notify VDOT that they are going to change the speed limit. We did do a traffic and engineering investigation on McNam Road, and of course, VDOT has taken care of that for us, but this would allow us to continue to proceed on that same path with other roads that are of concern to citizens or to the council. So staff would ask that you go ahead and hold the public hearing and adopt this code amendment, and then we will continue to proceed in working with VDOT. With that, Mr. Vice Mayor, you would open the public hearing.
Public hearing is open.
Would you just close the public hearing and then we'll take the motion to...
Public hearing is closed. We now have a motion to adopt.
No motion.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Vote 5-0. We now move to number 3, public hearing for code amendment for reduction of speed limits below. Mrs. McGuffin.
Yes, so this is one that VDOT is not arguing with. So this was actually specifically added in this last General Assembly session, and it allows localities to lower speed limits below 25 miles per hour where those are already posted as 25 miles per hour. So this was requested by the town of Middleburg. They have a major primary highway that goes through their downtown, kind of similar to what the town had before the bypass was built. And they've had some real conflict between the traffic on that primary highway and pedestrians in their downtown. So they asked for this from the General Assembly, and it was passed and adopted this last session. So this one we know we can do. I don't know that we have any roads that are currently posted at 25 miles per hour that we would seek to change, but this again just adopts it into our code and allows us to have this option in the future if we would like to pursue it. With that, Mr. Vice Mayor, I would ask you to open the public hearing.
Public hearing open. Public hearing closed.
And with that, Mr. Vice Mayor, I'd ask for a motion from the council to adopt this code amendment.
Make that motion.
I second it. Vote.
Aye.
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 5-0. Public hearing closed, and we're moving to the citizen comments.
Moving forward.
Moving forward. Closing citizen comments. We move down to consent agenda, town council minutes, check approvals. Need a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion.
We're gonna do the minutes first.
Yeah.
Well, he actually said votes, so he made the motion, so.
So when we need to separate them, so can we do no consent agenda, let's do a motion for the minutes and then do a motion for the check approval, because I need to know.
I withdraw my motion.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to do a separate agenda, and let's do the minutes first.
I'll second it.
I'll make a motion to approve them as written.
Motion and second.
Yes, sir.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. 5-0. We now move to check approval.
Mr. Vice Mayor, if you don't mind, I'd like to remove this check from the registry and the vote, and vote on it separately. The check number is 6271, made out to Hill Hardware Corporation, in the amount of $170.23.
Seeking a motion.
I'll make that motion. I'm sorry.
For approval, except for check number 6271.
Second.
Now we're going to motion for 6271.
No, you can take that one first. So you've got a motion.
Aye.
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 Aye. 5-0. And now we're going to vote on the check number six. First we need a motion. Motion for check number 6271. Motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. And then we'll vote.
Aye.
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 Stand.
Aye.
4-1 is there. Okay, we're going to correspondence reports, they are attached. Other reports are attached. We'll move to discussion items, which I will turn this portion over to Ms. Sarah McGuffin.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. The first discussion item that council has is we have a consideration of a process for speed limit reduction. So this was done at the request of council. If we are going to consider speed limit reductions, what is the process we should look at? Because we have this kind of push and pull going on with VDOT right now about exactly what their process needs to be, what I would do is just ask you to take this under advisement and let me know if you have any comments on it as we move forward. So it's really at this point there for your information, and please let me know if you have any questions. Number two, investigation of Macadam or McAdam, depending on which way you say it, road. We do have a traffic investigation that was done. Your chief went out and did a wonderful job on the safety investigation. We turned that over to the town engineer. They went ahead, reviewed that information, validated it from an engineering point of view, and provided road geometrics. That's included in your packet. Again, we don't need to take any action on this because VDOT has gone ahead and said they are changing that speed limit, so we're in good shape with that. Number three, adoption of the FY26 budget and CIP calendar. Mrs. Morgan.
This is just a simple CIP and budget process calendar that's required for us to adopt by the Code of Virginia, and it just outlines the months and dates that I will send out all information, and then we'll meet regarding the budget for FY26.
And Mr. Vice Mayor, with that, staff recommends that you have a motion for adoption.
So we're seeking a motion.
Oh.
Let me get a motion.
I'll second it.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 5-0.
Thank you. Next, staff Staff is requesting a contingent appropriation of funds for the Sunset Drive water line, and I can actually update this. We have heard from BDH that there are no additional funds available. So when we have gone out for bid on Sunset Drive and that water line replacement, the intention of staff is to have this be a completely grant-funded project. As everyone knows, prices are not holding steady on anything. This was slated to be a total $1.3 million project. The bid came in for the construction of $1.3 million, so then we need money to cover, obviously, the engineering fees and other costs. The gap you have between the low bid and the amount that we have been awarded is $173,962. Staff requests that council tonight either provide appropriation of that fund amount from your water reserve, or that council decide that you are declining to take your Sunset Drive award. Because at this point, we really need to either let BDH know that we are going to release those funds, or we need to go ahead and appropriate the funds so that we can move forward with the project. Given the cost of these kinds of projects and believing that these are not going to get any cheaper, staff does recommend that you go ahead and appropriate these funds, and then in the next line that you award the bid. So with that, Mr. Vice Mayor, staff requests appropriation of $173,962 for your water funds for this project. Yes, sir.
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Vote.
Aye.
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 Aye. 5-0.
Thank you. Now the award of the bid. The low bidder for this project is Atkins Excavating from Greenville, Virginia. That total low bid amount is $1,359,541. And the funds available for that are the $1,163,576. You have already approved the difference for the appropriation. Now staff requests a motion from council to award the bid to Atkins Excavating.
Motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
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 Aye. 5-0.
Thank you. Next is an appropriation of funds for sludge removal from the digesters at the wastewater treatment plant. And of course, Mr. Williams is here to answer any questions if you want to know the specifics of how that is working. But we talked about this. Council has been polled on this in advance of the meeting because we needed to get the sludge removed so we could get the centrifuge up and running. This really has come as a result of our previous drying bed process. We have a lot of stored sludge. This is getting pumped and hauled out to the city of Lynchburg because the percentage of solids is too high. We do now have the sludge thin enough in one of the digesters that staff is running the centrifuge, and as the engineer puts it, he says we're making cake. That's what they call what comes out of this centrifuge. And staff says it looks more like coffee grounds, but it is coming out, and we are rapidly filling up a very large dumpster with that. So we are really excited about how that's going. Staff requests council's appropriation of $100,000 from the wastewater reserve for the purpose of this. And with that, Mr. Vice Mayor, we would ask for that in the form of a motion.
I'd like to ask a question. What is causing this sludge? I'm just curious.
Waste solids that come through the sewer lines.
Now I know why you're smiling.
I do have a question, if you don't mind. So I noticed you mentioned that you have had time to be able to remove it, which you weren't able to. Is there a way to do that without spending the $100,000? Or since it wasn't effective, now it's kind of being effective. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. What it was that for 20 years, we were basically stockpiling that stuff because we could not get it dried and removed to the landfill as quick as it was being produced and coming to us. So we were just stockpiling. So we had an extremely thick sludge in the two digesters. The way the centrifuge is designed, it is designed for a low solid content, a 2.5% total solids. We were in the range of 14% solids. So we worked, we both put onto the grind bed. When that grinder was able to get that off, which required us to get in another 30-yard dumpster that we loaded up and sent out. And we applied two more pounds to the grind beds. We got it down to where we were thin enough. This was with cut rate also coming over and removing it and tanking it to the city of Lynchburg. And we finally got it down to the two that we were doing. What we need to do now is lower the second digester that we could also shift in solids to. And I'm not expecting to use the whole money.
That's where I'm going with this. I mean, that's kind of where I'm headed.
Right.
Is that originally it was going to be, to my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, it was going to be $50,000 per, I don't know what you call it, container, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that was the total of $100,000. Do we need to appropriate the $100,000 if we've already taken care of some of it? I mean, if it's not appropriated, I guess we don't have to, it just stays in the fund.
Right, well, right. If you appropriate the money, staff will only, you never have to worry about Mr. Williams spending more money than he absolutely has to. He holds on to that money in his reserve fund like it's his own. So when you appropriate that money, whatever doesn't get used will roll back to your reserve
but
fund.
But because we've solved part of the problem, you're not anticipating on using the full $100,000?
No.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Now that we know the wastewater plant is having a movement, we'll take the motion.
I have a question too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gary, is this pace reporting for the effluents? Is that because of the wastewater problem?
Are you talking about the two annual reports I submitted with my monthly report?
It's sort of analytical results.
Yes. What that is every year, and I was going to address that during comments from the staff.
Okay.
If that will okay, I'll address that.
Okay. I do have a question still. I'll wait for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Signal motion.
I'll make
that
motion.
Sorry.
Bud.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. The next up is appropriation of funds for fencing at the raw water intake. Mr. Williams.
Yes. Back in October of 2022, I submitted a letter of notice to Manager McGovern on vandalism that took place at the river intake system for the water. At that time, updating and upgrading was in progress, and in the letter I had stated roughly six planks to increase the security down there. One took place during construction. We were going to replace the calyx that got vandalized, and we replaced those with steel hatches, so we don't have to worry about that. What I'm asking for is the appropriation to cover the fence to go around the perimeter of the property now. I have emailed to Sarah an updated version of that same letter that y'all received, and hopefully it will go out in email if possible so that there's a copy that the councilors can see as to where we stand on the rest of those. We've got three bids. We're looking at the lowest bid.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Question, and maybe my Alzheimer's disease kicking in, but to me, I don't recall that being big enough to $10,000 for the fence around that piece of property. How far are you going with it?
Just it's only going to be on three sides.
Not the river side.
Not the river side, because once you start getting down to the river, you're going to run into the flooding aspect.
Yeah. Okay. I may just be envisioning being smaller than put on thought was.
It's roughly like an acre.
Oh, really?
That much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. With that, Mr. Vice Mayor, we would ask for that in the form of a motion to appropriate the funds.
Motion.
I make that motion.
I second. Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. Next up is approval of street closure for the Christmas parade. This, of course, is we're coming up to the happiest time of the year when we get ready for all things Christmas in the town of Amherst. We have said that set the theme as Christmas at the Zoo. I don't know if y'all saw Mrs. Hunt did a beautiful workup of just a really wonderful banner to put across all of the Facebook posts and everything with it. It looks really wonderful. So we are going to have a good time decorating and making things magical for Christmas at the Zoo, but we need council's approval for the street closure for the parade. And this would be the normal time frames and normal closure. And with that, staff asks for that in the form of a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Next up is consideration of proposals for Main Street improvement plans. I actually got an email today from VDOT, which I think is going to end up supplanting some of the recommendations that staff has. I'm in the process of reviewing that proposal from VDOT. I have also heard that we are going to get some additional information from them regarding crosswalks and sidewalks within the downtown area and in response to the walkability study. So I think we were more successful in the meeting that the mayor and I had with them than we realized, because I think we are getting both some specific responses to the particular areas that we brought up, but we have also gotten a proposal from them for essentially what would be another study phase to the walkability study that that addresses some of the specific areas we talked about. So I would like to review the information from VDOT, send that out to council to make sure that council sees what VDOT has sent. And then Mrs. Turner had an excellent suggestion today that council set a work session to talk about kind of the next steps on that, as well as these proposals in particular. So with that, I would really just ask for just confirmation from council that you are willing to consider having a work session meeting, hopefully before your next council meeting, and then we can follow up with you on setting that.
Does that need to be in the form of a motion?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It looks like, as long as everyone's nodding, then I will just go ahead and work with you to get that set, and then we would provide public notice like we normally do.
Okay.
Thank you. And then finally, you do have an application for the Economic Development Authority from Janine Casey. So if council would like to appoint Mrs. Casey to the Economic Development Authority, then we would just need that in the form of a motion.
Motion.
Make the motion.
I'll second that motion.
Vote.
Aye.
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 Aye. 5-0.
So is that what you're going to mention, Steph? I know that Mr. Williams has something. He's ready.
Anyone? Matters from staff. Anyone on staff?
Yes, Mr. Vice Mayor. I included the town wastewater annual report as far as everything that is in the water wastewater stream. The reason I wanted to present the whole thing to council is when you look at what the wastewater plant receives, is telling you what is coming through our collection system from the water plant to the tanks, to the homes, to wastewater. If you look at it, a good portion of that, if not all of it, was non-detect. That really says something about the quality of the water that we're putting into the town's distribution system. What we had leaving the plant was also pretty much non-detect. Anything you see in DBI is perfect, because it means it's so low that it can't be detected if it is in there. Mr. Griscoll, your question.
Your report limits. It's not, it doesn't specify upper or lower. Was everything within limits?
This wasn't a within limits test.
Uh-huh.
It was just telling us what is in there and how much.
Okay. Do you have specifications for how much can be in there?
Well, that's put all the other information that is not highlighted. That's the quality control, quality assurance that the lab does to show that, yes,
okay,
the results are within the limits.
Okay.
Did that answer that?
Yeah, I'll go back and look at it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Mr. Driscoll, if you're ever interested, and if there's any council members or citizens who are ever interested, there is a tremendous amount of testing that is done both at water and at wastewater to ensure that we stay within both legal limits as well as the specific permit requirements that we have. So on the water side, your limitations are really set by BDH and are uniform throughout the state. On wastewater, you have a specific permit for your plant, and they have permit requirements that they meet. We are actually in the process of getting a new permit, which is going to have fresh new requirements for us that Mr. Williams and his staff are going to be dealing with. But if you're ever interested in seeing what those numbers look like, I know that he would be happy to show you those reports and take you through the plants and let you see those. But it really is interesting to understand. On the water side, we do an annual consumer confidence report that reviews the annual results of all of those water tests, and that's distributed through our website, and customers get a notification of that. On the wastewater side, what you have included in your packet this month is really that annual kind of coming in and going out, so you can get a picture of what the plants look like. As always, I have to tell you that your staff does an amazing job. What your water supply looks like, what they do with it, the quality they maintain, and even as we have gone through these tremendously disruptive construction projects, which we are grateful to have the opportunity to do, but construction is disruptive, and the fact that we have managed to go through that and staff has kept everything running with so little disruption to customers or having any kind of exceedances on our permit is really impressive. They've done a great job.
Can you talk about the new permit that's coming your way?
Yes, I can.
Sure. In three sentences or less, can you explain, is that more because of the construction that we've done and what we put in place, or is this new regulations from both?
5 years ago, we actually were able to get a golden permit.
Okay.
There was no increase in anything. We were just held up. While everybody else in the state was getting hit with more testing, tighter limits, we actually got left alone.
Okay.
This year, to make everything appropriate for everybody else, make everybody on the same playing field, we actually got a true permit that's increased the amount of testing we do and decreased the limits in which we can discharge into the Rutledge Creek.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This is also a really great example of how the centrifuge project could not have been better timed for us. So having that come online before this new permit comes online, really timing is really perfect for us.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I recently received a notice on my door for someone from, I think from the water plant, was checking my line for lead.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Cash, do you remember you came to my house and checked and
yes.
And I did not have those lead pipes or whatever?
I did. You asked me to come and check your water at the time because you had some concerns.
Yeah.
What they're doing now is the regulations have changed and they're becoming more stringent on the lead and copper rules. So they're going through and they're wanting to know what kind of pipes are in all the homes because they're coming with some of the regulations where we have to replace lead lines, and you have to do so many of those each year. So that is what that is concerning. It's not necessarily we tested your water and there's an issue. It's we want to know what your pipes and all that are because we have to test. We have to know what everybody says, and then from that point we will sit down and look at, you know, what 20%, and I'm throwing 20% out, I think that's the number, but I'm not sure, of homes that we're going to try and work with to get as much lead removed lines as possible.
I need to be checked again?
We actually will have to add you to the inventory if you have a door hanger. I will work with you on that. So we, and for anyone else who has gotten this, so we have approximately 1,100 services in the town.
Okay.
Right now, staff has managed to inventory, and so that means between customers providing their inventory to us or staff coming to homes and knocking on doors and checking lines, staff has managed to inventory over 800 of those individual services. Our due date for the completion of our inventory is October 16th. Our goal is to the every single one of our services. Some houses are vacant, some people aren't, you know, there's gonna be ones that at the end of that are unknown, but we're really happy with how far we've proceeded so far. The remaining ones, we are going to actually continue to try to individually reach out to those property owners to see if we can find out what those lines are. Out of the ones that have been inventoried so far, we have only found two homes with lead service lines. This is really good news for us. We do know that following up after the inventory, one of the things that we need to do is actually have a lead service line replacement plan. If we only have two service lines in town that are lead, we're going to be able to have a lead service line replacement plan that essentially looks like hello, Mr. Thompson, can we get those done this winter? I mean, and that's what it will look like. Mr. Thompson and his crew, when we had a home, was it 2 years ago or last year?
Yeah.
So we had a homeowner that had, through regular lead testing, we found had a very high lead result. And the homeowner did everything that they could do to remediate that within their home. They replaced their lines in their home, and they still had a very high lead result. And so the town, knowing that we were going to at some point need to figure out how this was going to work, Mr. Thompson and his crew really used that as a test case with a homeowner that was doing everything that they could do on their part to figure out what that looks like when we go and replace a lead service line. So they have already done the first one in town, and we know now we have two more that we'll have to coordinate with homeowners to go through this process. But we're really excited about how low the number is. But this is a very big project. We have been very grateful to get grant funding through VDH to offer the water credits to people who gave us that inventory information themselves and sent pictures in. And for those that we didn't get that information from, we're following up individually and we'll continue to do so.
So you're talking about these lead lines or the service lines coming up to the house?
Correct. So the big change that occurred, and this is a radical change. In the past, with any water line issue anywhere in the system, essentially the town's responsibility ended at the meter. The federal government, the EPA, has changed the regulations that go with that. And so the ruling that has come from the EPA is that all water providers are responsible for the lines all the way up to essentially the wall of the house. So that's the lead service line that we're trying to get inventory. It's not what is actually what we think is traditionally our lines, but we have now had our responsibility, only for lead, mind you, not for other contaminants, not for if you have a leak in that line, but for lead service lines, our responsibility as a water provider has now been extended all the way to the wall of the home. And so where, for example, the one that Mr. Thompson and his crew worked with last year, the year before, what we did is we worked with that homeowner. That homeowner had a plumber, I think, in at the same time, didn't she?
Yeah.
And so they were essentially making sure we're taking it up to the house, that plumber's coming in and meeting them at the wall. And so that's why there's a coordination on his part. When they do that, it's not a matter of we're just working in the street. He's actually coordinating with homeowners to go into their yard and then have to coordinate that connection to the home.
But then the homeowner has to deal with the pipes in.
Right. Now, the federal government has said that they are going to be providing additional grant funding for homeowners to have the capability to do that if they're not able to. But right now, the focus is on the water suppliers getting all the way to that wall of the home.
I think I think that's a little bit overreach inside of them, but that's not our fault.
It's not. We are obeying the rules we are given.
The state would rather go after the big pockets in town than an individual home.
Yeah.
So that's the reason. Yeah.
And while we're on staff matters, if I may, Mr. Vice Mayor, I also really want to praise our maintenance staff today. We had a citizen point out to the police department yesterday that there was a sinkhole that had opened up on the gravel parking lot back here. It's not on town property, it's on private property, but it also affects the town because we have both a water and a sewer line. It's within our water and sewer line right of way. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell you that maintenance crew went over there. They safely marked it off. They opened it up. They found where the problem's coming from. They're resolving the problem. They're getting more information. And it was, very quickly done, very safely done. And it's the kind of thing that this is the difference about living in the town, is that when you find a problem like this, we have the capability through these staff members to actually fix a safety problem that we don't want to just leave to private property owners. I mean, private property owners should not have to deal with this. And this is kind of, I think, and Mr. Thompson, please add to this if you would like to. It's kind of an orphan pipe. Nobody wants to claim the thing. Yeah. And it's conveying VDOT stormwater off of Main Street and cutting across private property. It goes to the basement of a building and cuts across private property. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
It's really convoluted. I've seen it.
Yes. So
it was to the point where children were getting inside of the pipe.
What's a big pipe?
It is 36 inches.
So. Now that's not good.
I've been inside of it before. So it's pretty big pipe, yes. But that's essential.
But they did.
I think we're going to solve it as late as tomorrow. We'll have it completed. Thank you.
They did a great job getting on that right away and taking care of what could have been a very problematic safety issue.
Are there any more matters from staff?
So for those of us who took photographs of the inlet in the house, has that been sufficient?
Yes.
Okay. Any more matters from staff?
I have one. So Mr. Thompson and I, after sending you the email today, of course, we met with the installers of the meter project that we approved a couple of months ago. Meters are expected to be here the beginning of October. All citizens will receive another notice in their September utility bills with some questions and answers to what to expect during this meter changeout project. The project is expected to start the middle of October. Nobody needs to be at home for the meter changeouts. The guys will come into your yard, just change your meter, and they're supposed to leave a door hanger on your door to let you know that your meter has been replaced. For the next 3 to 4 months, they're saying that the project should take 3 months. Of course, we all know that that'll probably take longer than that. But during the course of the project, we anticipate estimating your bills. So what we plan on doing is to use your past 12-month average to bill citizens during these 3 to 4 months so that there's no interruption or confusion in the meter changeout process. So just be aware that once the system goes live, that your utility bills may look different. They may look like they're more, but that it's going to be because of the accuracy of the meters. Because since we're estimating, we do not have a way to go back and charge you for any extra that you used during those months. So if you used extra, you're just getting a freebie, basically. So if your bill increases after the system goes live, it's not because we went back and charged you. It is going to be because of the increased accuracy of the meters. But once everything is put into place, y'all will have those apps available to you that will allow you to log in and see your water usage, and it will help you actually see a leak in your system before we bill you, to probably save you some money and all that stuff. So that is supposed to start middle of next month, and be on the lookout for those notices in your September bills. Yes, sir.
Mr. Vice Mayor, Council, update on our building at the maintenance shop. It's coming to a close. I want to thank y'all so much for giving us that gift. Thank Mike for working
really close with the contractor and myself, and it's going to be a valuable piece of use for our break room as well as the educational unit. And thanks again so much for it. And it's coming to a close pretty quickly, so I just want to update that everything's going great on that. Thank you.
I want a tour.
Okay. I think we're all going to have lunch, right?
We're now going to citizen comments. Thank you, Chief Watts. No one wants to speak. Thank you, awesome. Madison Town Council.
Yes, sir.
I don't really have any concerns. I do want to reiterate some things that have been said. We have an amazing staff across the board. I go back to the days when I was a young man working for the town, and back when the dinosaurs were on the earth. And I would come down the street and I would see the maintenance supervisor in the hole working on pipes, and four men on shovels doing this around it. So it's come a long way since then. That's a true story. They were taking a break, and the supervisor was working on it.
Charlie said no more.
Hopefully that's changed. A little bit goes on, but not.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Make that motion. I'll second
it. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
What day is this in August?